So a friend of mine recently had a miscarriage, and it was a horrible traumatic event for her. I won't go into the details of the circumstances, but Rebecca, your dog knows that I'm distressed.
I know. She feels your sadness, and she wants to be with you. You shouldn't talk about this alone, because people are isolated in this experience. 1 in 3 pregnancies ends.
Right. Whenever I start talking about something distressing and your dog is nearby, Rebecca, your dog instantly puts her little paws on my chair and has that look in her eyes that says, "You look like you're suffering. May I comfort you by sitting in your lap?"
And just by holding an animal, your blood pressure goes down. So
oh, yeah.
She's hard at work.
Oh, yeah. So the friend of mine went through this, and the loss is a loss in and of itself, but I won't go into gory details, but they were gory in terms of the manner in which the miscarriage happened in the moment. And it was a mixture of feelings for her. It was tremendously sad. It was tremendously traumatic in terms of just witnessing death, essentially. It was...
Well, and also hormonally, her body is preparing. Her body is pregnant.
Yeah.
And so they are then coursing through her all of these chemicals that aren't ordinarily present in a woman's body.
Yeah.
And she is no longer pregnant.
Yeah.
And so... It is wrenching on the body. The whole pregnancy process is wrenching on a body, but
yeah.
The termination of it is equally intense.
Right. Yeah, it's a physical, painful, scary experience. It's also, she experienced a lot of love and compassion for her miscarried fetus. She felt a connection with the unborn or dying or dead child. Just trigger warning, people. I'm going to be talking quite explicitly, as you can tell, about this. I don't like to mince words when it comes to this sort of thing. I don't like to use silly, oblique words like, the baby left us. The baby didn't leave us. The baby died. It was a fetus, and it was real. And it's horrible, and it's sad, and it's traumatic, and it's terrible. But I believe that if we don't talk about it, we're basically denying the reality of it. And
for some people, it defines their life. If they are unable to get pregnant again, they will always identify. And even if they have another child, which is often referred to as a rainbow child, the child that comes after a pregnancy loss, they will remember that child that was passed. I mean, even on the genogram, there is a symbol for a lost pregnancy.
Yeah. Right. We have in our field what we call genograms, which are basically family trees that contain also clinical and relational information. And on that, we have a symbol for miscarriages and stillbirths and this sort of thing. So this is what I want to talk about today, because I think it's important and it's rarely talked about, but it is it would be important to talk about anyway, but it's even more important because it's such a common experience for people in every community around the world. And it's just bizarre the way people feel like they can't talk about it. For instance, if your spouse died, you could have that define your identity for the rest of your life. You're a widow. You're a widower. People console you. They understand if you miss work. If you have a miscarriage, there's nothing for people. There's no label. There's no ceremony. There's nothing. And it's terrible. Anyway, so that's what I want to talk about today. I'm a little angry about it, as you can tell. Mochi's here, though. Mochi's here for me. Mochi's the dog, in case you're wondering. It's not like I'm just sitting here with some mochi.
Ice cream also helps.
That's right.
In these times of stress.
Yeah. I might eat your dog if I get really upset. This is the Psychology in Seattle podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Kirk Honda. I am chair of the Couple and Family Therapy Program at Antioch University, Seattle, and I'm also a licensed therapist.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Bloom. I'm a licensed mental health counselor and a board-certified art therapist working mostly with adults in a private practice in Pioneer Square.
This episode is just for patrons of the podcast, so if you're listening to this and you're not a patron of the podcast, this episode will end before the content begins. If you want to hear the full episode, you have to become a patron of the podcast by going to patreon.com. That is patreon.com, and go there to become a patron of the podcast. And also remember that a percentage of your monthly pledge goes toward various charities that we support, including the Plymouth Housing Group, which is a housing group in Seattle that helps to house the homeless in a very integrated way, in a comprehensive way that actually helps them to rebuild their life, and also the Trevor Project, which helps LGBTQ youth.